This audio is presented to you by Healing Hands for Humanity. You can find us at www.healinghandsforhumanitynetwork.com. Living from the Heart by Nirmala is a book that consists of three parts. This series of audios makes up part two, The Heart's Wisdom. Nirmala can be found at www.endless-satsang.com, where you can also find out more information about parts 1 and 3. The Heart's Wisdom is free to share with family and friends in its original form, though it must not be sold and the author must be acknowledged. What is the truth? Truth is what exists. It is here now. So if what exists is also what is true, then there is only truth. Whatever is present is true, but to varying degrees. Just as there is no actual substance or energy that is darkness, but just varying amounts of the energy of light or photons, there is no falsehood or untruth, only varying degrees of the truth. We are always experiencing the truth, but because we don't experience everything in any one moment, one experience of truth is always limited. Sometimes we experience a large amount of truth, of what is actually here, and sometimes we experience only a small amount of what is actually happening, of what is true. Our heart's openness or lack of openness in each moment is what shows us how much of the truth is being experienced in any moment. What about ideas that are mistaken? An idea or belief that has little or no correspondence to external reality is going to be an extremely small truth, so small it may only exist in one person's mind, like the saying, he was a legend in his own mind. When you experience an erroneous idea or belief, your heart will contract appropriately to show you that it is a very small and inconsequential truth. For example, if you entertain the idea that you will never be happy unless you have $10 million, your heart will contract appropriately to show you that it is just an idea. This contraction may be very quick, so quick that it doesn't cause you any discomfort or trouble. But if you really believe this, then the sense of yourself will contract for as long as that idea is held. Exercise. For just a moment, hold on to a limiting thought, such as, I will never have enough time, and notice a response in your heart. Does that thought allow you to relax and be, or does it require a kind of effort or contraction just to hold it? Now consider another thought that you find ridiculous because it is so untrue, such as, I will never be happy unless I become President of the United States. Notice how it might not even be possible to hold on to this thought. It might even make you laugh. Many jokes end with a ridiculously impossible truth. For example, and then the dog said to its owner, I guess I should have said DiMaggio instead of Ruth. And the smallness of the truth of the punchline causes you to let go of believing in it. Laughter is a wonderful movement into a bigger perspective. Thoughts are real, they exist, but they still exist only as ideas. You could put all the thoughts ever thought into a pile, and they still wouldn't trip anybody. They only exist as neural firings in the brain, so to focus on thoughts exclusively is to severely limit or contract your experience of reality and therefore the sense of yourself. In the range of everyday experience, our ideas have varying degrees of correspondence with reality. Those that correspond more closely to reality won't contract or limit the sense of self for as long as mistaken ones. So to focus on thoughts exclusively is to severely limit or contract your experience of reality and therefore the sense of yourself. In the range of everyday experience, our ideas have varying degrees of correspondence with reality. Those that correspond more closely to reality won't contract or limit the sense of self for as long as mistaken ones. Many ideas are of service to our ability to be at ease in the world. For example, when you need to go someplace, correct ideas about how to get there allow you to simply go there and then move on to other experiences. Ideas such as these can enhance our experience rather than limit or contract it. An idea about where something is located is, of course, not a big truth, but it's also not usually experienced as a limiting one. The heart's capacity to show you the truth. All there is truth, and our heart's capacity to reflect the degree of truth in any experience is the way we recognise how true a particular experience is. What is this heart? What is this sense of self that is ever-present? It doesn't relate to sensations in the physical heart or chest. It is more subtle sense, at times even more subtle than the physical senses, although the opening or contracting can also be experienced as relaxation and contraction in the physical body. The sense of yourself, the sense that you exist, is something more intimate than your physical experience. What does it mean when you say me? What are you referring to when you say me? This simple fact that we are here, that we exist, is a very mysterious aspect of our experience. When we speak of it poetically to try to capture its essence, we call it the heart, like when you know something in your heart, or when your heart is touched. This sense of yourself is a very alive and changing experience. At times, your sense of me is open, free-flowing, and expanded. At other times, like when a judgment arises, it feels small, inadequate, and deficient. In these moments, have you actually changed? Has your body suddenly shrunk? Much of the time, this sense of me is bigger than or smaller than your physical body. How does that work? Have you ever experienced your inner child? How can your me be the size of a child when you are an adult? The sense of me, the sense of self, is shifting all the time. It's always either opening and expanding or contracting and tightening, similar to the ongoing expansion and contraction of our breathing. Exercise. Consider the idea that it is better to be thinner or more beautiful or younger than you are, and notice what happens to the sense of yourself. Does your heart open, soften, and expand? Does this idea allow you to simply be? Or does it tighten and restrict the flow of your experience? Then, just for contrast, notice what happens to the sense of yourself if you consider the idea that you are okay, just the way you are. It might be challenging to consider this idea without other thoughts being triggered, such as, "But I'm not really good enough." If this happens, your heart will show you how true this response is, not how true the original idea of okayness is. Just as an experiment, see if you can hold the idea that you're okay just the way you are, and then notice what happens in your heart. Does this idea allow your heart to open, soften, and expand? Does it allow you to simply be, or does it tighten and restrict the flow of your experience? For most, the idea of being okay, just the way they are, allows a greater ease and fullness to the experience of the self. The idea that it is better to be thinner, more beautiful, or younger than you are is simply a smaller truth than the idea that you are perfect the way you are. Even if you are beautiful, thin, or young, the idea that it is better to be that way can limit the sense of yourself. If it's better to be that way, can you just relax and be? Or do you need to do something to stay that way? In contrast, a neutral idea that doesn't state or imply anything about you can be experienced neutrally in your sense of self. For example, if you consider the colour of the ceiling in someone else's house, this usually won't open or close your heart because it's not about you and probably doesn't imply anything about you. The sense of yourself doesn't shift in response to neutral ideas like this. This opening and closing of the heart is not a prescription, something you need to practice, but simply a description of what your heart has been doing your entire life. Whatever does happen in the sense of self in any moment is entirely correct and appropriate. It's appropriate for your heart to close when someone is telling you a small limiting truth, and it's appropriate for your heart to open when you experience a deep and profound reality.